Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, April 14th. Despite difficult times, Tesla is still getting a lot of Cybertruck orders months after the electric pickup unveiling, according to sources familiar with the matter. CEO Elon Musk announced that Tesla received over 250,000 reservations for the Cybertruck within a week of the unveiling. Some markets are still seeing hundreds of new Cybertruck pre-orders per week, even in the middle of the pandemic. Crowdsource estimates and enthusiast-contributed tallies are now putting Tesla Cybertruck reservations between 500,000 and 550,000, which would be worth over $30 billion in total sales. Tesla stock price continues to climb this morning as the automaker seeks to renegotiate its rent based on emails sent to its landlords. As we reported yesterday, Tesla's stock has been recovering extremely well from the drop following the broad market correction triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. The Wall Street Journal obtained an email that Tesla had sent to landlords in which the automaker says that it intends to reduce its rent. Quote, "The rapid world pandemic is now affecting our country and has led Tesla to make strategic decisions to ensure the company's long-term success and growth. As a result of the increasing restrictions on our ability to conduct business, we would like to inform you that we will be reducing our monthly rent obligations, effective immediately." Gosh, I wish I could do that. Missouri has submitted an official bid to Tesla for the Cybertruck Gigafactory, and they claim that it's worth $1 billion in incentives. Joplin, Missouri has formally submitted the bid, according to Toby Teeter, president of the area's Chamber of Commerce. The main points in the incentive package include a 1,042-acre site that would be sold at a 50% discount, a 100% tax break for 12 years, and state incentives that would include Missouri Works tax credit to provide capital as well as funding to buy equipment and assistance with workforce training. Missouri automotive manufacturing incentives, Missouri builds, and state and local tax breaks are part of the package. Sandy Monroe, a manufacturing expert, has taken on the task of disassembling a newly delivered Model Y and has streamed the results online. In a recent update, Monroe criticizes the new electric SUV wiring and gives a first look at Tesla's Octovalve. Monroe said, quote, "I was kind of disappointed. I was hoping that I was going to see a tremendous reduction in the amount of wiring that was associated with this vehicle because we have heard that there was going to be about 1.5 kilometers of wires that was going to go down to about 700 millimeters. But unfortunately, what I see here is a nice application of what the wire truss and candy stripping and the wire gauge appears to be smaller than what we normally see for 12 volts, but there's just as many wires, just as long." Now, Monroe then gives a first look at Tesla's Octovalve, which is the heart of the Model Y's HVAC system, a tangled grouping of hoses, wires, and reservoirs. Monroe said that they plan to dissect it in the next few days, and they should release a video about it later this week. Today, Renault announced that it would stop making and selling gas-powered cars in China. The French automaker will still retain its interest in three different ventures to produce electric vehicles there, and also for export. François Provost, Renault chairman for China operations, said, quote, "We are opening a new chapter in China. We will concentrate on electric vehicles and highlight commercial vehicles, the two main drivers for future clean mobility. Renault will only sell EVs in China, but it is expected to make electric cars there for other markets." And now a sponsored post from Omaze. A classic electric Ford Bronco powered by Tesla batteries and apparently worth $300,000 is going to go to a lucky winner as part of a new sweepstakes. Gateway Bronco partnered with Omaze to offer one of its two electric Ford Broncos in a sweepstakes for the Big League Impact. Quote, "Big League Impact unites MLB players and fans to help save lives, restore dignity, instill hope, and improve our communities around the globe. Contributions have supported a wide variety of causes, including humanitarian aid, health and medicine, education, access to water, and more. You can enter the sweepstakes for as little as $10, and you can spend up to $100 to increase your chances of winning. For full specs on the prize vehicle and links to enter, go to electrek.co. And now back to the news. Last month, Washington State became the 12th state to adopt California's zero emissions mandate. Next up, Minnesota and New Mexico, with Colorado and Ohio not far behind. Minnesota's Echo Press reported today that the state was prepared to publish a notice about the adoption of Clean Energy Minnesota. However, the coronavirus outbreak temporarily delayed that plan. The program would require manufacturers to deliver cars for sale that meet the stricter emission guidelines established in California. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency still plans to complete the approval process before the end of 2020. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said her state would adopt the new standards by the end of 2020. Quote, "While President Trump threatens to rob New Mexico and indeed all states of valuable tools for combating air pollution and decreasing greenhouse gas emissions, New Mexico will stand up and deliver on our commitment to environmental leadership." In Colorado, the Gazette reported yesterday that the state lawmakers had delivered bills for Governor Jared Polis to sign, aimed at bringing more electric vehicles to market. Aaron Kressig, Transportation Electrification Manager for the think tank Western Resource Advocates in Boulder, said, quote, "Electric vehicle charging stations create jobs. They require construction, utility line workers, they require engineers, and they power the economy. I hope to see those forward-thinking clean energy investments, like EV infrastructure, being a part of whatever stimulus once we enter a period of economic recovery." A set of bills aimed at promoting electric vehicles in Ohio were also on hold due to the coronavirus pandemic. Republican Casey Weinstein said, quote, "The future of the automotive industry is electric, and we have to be ready for its long-term growth." And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia signed the Virginia Clean Economy Act just on Sunday. He also amended the Clean Energy and Community Food Preparedness Act that requires Virginia to join the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. BP's Deepwater Horizon rig spilled about 4.9 million barrels of oil after a methane explosion on April 20th of 2010, which is the largest marine oil spill in history, let alone the Gulf of Mexico. A decade later, scientists are still finding oil from the spill in the livers of fish and on the deep ocean floor. Boston-based electric services company Eversource, which serves New Hampshire, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, are now providing virtual energy assessments by phone or video service. Eversource Energy Senior Vice President and Chief Customer Officer Penny Connor said, quote, "One of the highlights we're offering customers is that we will pay 100% of the cost of insulation, which will help customers save money during these financially difficult times. Customers who participate in the virtual home energy assessment will also receive a custom report outlining energy-saving recommendations." And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, InMotion, a micro-mobility company specializing in electric scooters, electric miniature bikes, and electric roller skates, now showcases their stand-on electric unicycle with impressive, albeit intimidating, features. The unicycle includes 3,000 watts of power, a suspension system, a 31-mile-an-hour top speed, and a range estimate of 90 miles. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.